from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he would send 2,000 to 4,000 more National Guard troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. Speaking on Air Force One Thursday, he gave his first estimate on guard levels. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen said the troops will help with border surveillance and other support functions.
They're going to look at the technology, the surveillance. In some cases, we'll ask for some fleet mechanics. Rough terrain down there. The cars need some love, too. We got to make sure we have mechanics there. But we can free up a CBP officer who's trained to do law enforcement.
Trump says he plans to keep the guard members there until a large portion of the wall is built. President Donald Trump has instructed the U.S. Trade Representative to consider slapping an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, according to the White House. Thursday, in a dramatic escalation in the trade dispute between the two countries, William Zarit, chair of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, says the trade dispute is a threat that should be resolved through negotiation.
Now we're in a situation where the U.S. and China have threatened to put tariffs on each other's goods. We have to also remember that at this point, it's a threat, and that's it.
Well, the news comes a day after Beijing announced plans to tax $50 billion in American products in response to a U.S. move earlier this week to slap tariffs of $50 billion on Chinese imports. And Dow futures indicate more than 350-point drop at the market open tomorrow after Trump's new tariff threats. You're listening to VOA News. In Sierra